Mr. Colt-Benegas?
Mr. Chairman,
I start by
thanking all the former speakers for a very enlightened discussion. And I will also say 5 minutes
if they thought
for such a wide subject. I shall make 2 points. First,
I think that
in order to restore
monetary
order in the world,
we should start by restoring
order in the world. I agree
with some of the
speakers on this subject. I think
that
by order of the in the world, I mean economic
policies
all over, and fundamentally, of course,
moral order,
self-discipline. To some extent, I believe that my friend Pierre Jacobson and my friend Dr. Klein, as a director of the International Monetary Fund, are trying to do this. Whether they will succeed or not, we don't know. But I can tell you the example of Argentina, Chile, Peru, Brazil shows that something can be done in that respect, teaching self-discipline
and
anti-inflationary policies.
I
think, too, that optimism
may
be a disguise to make people do what you think is
right,
a psychological tool.
The other point
I want to make is
that
an international
monetary
order, to my mind, the most important
thing is the
flow of capital. In a
free
society, in a market economy,
the flow of
capital that should go where it is best
rewarded and
most needed
is
a very important item.
And
in order to help the
flow of capital,
you, of course, have to have some exchange
relationship.
Otherwise,
confidence
is lost.
And you have the case
of the Swiss banks receiving
all the money in the world and
charging for deposits, while you,
in other places,
the interest rates
are very high,
but no money is coming. Therefore, I believe that exchange rates,
or at least
some kind of future
exchange
insurance, which
will
give confidence
and help
the flow of capital, might be
a useful
system. That would help
underdeveloped
countries. And I wouldn't say
help underdeveloped
countries. I would rather say, as it might
have been said
in the last century, it would help to
develop the world
and to make
a common
market of
the world.
In that respect, I want to
tell
Professor Ilau that perhaps the suggestion
made to Germany
that she should use her
reserves,
excess reserves, to help underdeveloped
countries
was a good suggestion, provided, of course,
that you don't link capital
exports with exports of goods. If you do that, of course, you will have a rise in
the price level
in Germany. But if you make it
a different thing,
if you separate one
from another,
if those capital
exports
can be used anywhere in the world
and not
to buy goods from
Germany, then
it might not have
had the same effect on the price level in Germany. And that is
what had been
done in the last century. And that is what helped develop the world in the last century.
Now, I shall like to tell
Professor
Friedman his very interesting
exposition
this morning, and his comparison between gold
and
wine.
This
is something that
was told to me many
years ago
by Sir Otto Niemeyer,
one of the central banks
in Central
America. Had among its reserves
wine.
And probably the idea was that
the reserves
would increase in value with time.
And My
last point is,
and I
hesitated to
confess this because I was a little afraid that
you might kick me out of the room. But
you
might, in any case, get to know about this.
Well, I'd better tell you
myself. I've been a central banker in the past. And I must say,
it has been a very
useful experience. Although it's, well,
you don't get
many thanks. It's
an unrewarding
experience.
But at least
we have to try and do our best.
Thank you very much.